who is now hosting the first transsexual television show, a show by, for, and about the transsexual community. She also has a news website at Tranny Talk TV, and if Kitty Castro or her partner Dina Boyer, where's Dina here? Dina Boyer, if they come up to you with a camera and you want to be on TV, are on the web and have a story to tell, please be sure to tell them. Here to introduce our next speaker, please welcome Kitty Castro.
Can everybody hear me? I'm dead again. Can we borrow your megaphone again? And I'm going to need somebody to hold it. Can everybody hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm Kitty Castro at Tranny Talk TV. It's the first transsexual television show in the whole world, and we're proud to be here. As I stand here after 25 years of being a transsexual, I look into the eyes of my brothers and sisters and allies and can tell you that I am so proud of the transgender community and the way I have seen it change. I can still remember Flip Wilson dressing as a woman as everybody made fun of it. I also remember when it was illegal for us not to wear three pieces of men's clothing, or you would face going to jail. What I have learned from the transsexual community is that we are all the same. Just because some of us choose not to wear makeup, or if we choose to take hormones or not, or become more male than what we actually are, or whatever the story is, it does not mean that we're any less of a man or a woman. We are all in this struggle together, and that struggle is called survival. Let me hear survival!
Survival!
I am blessed to have a family who respects me. My mother, who could not be here tonight, looks at me as a woman and calls me Nadia or Kitty. I salute the family members out there from Guanarao's family, whose struggle has just begun, and who the transgender community stands behind them 100%. I want to thank Dina Boyer for the courage that she has in putting every cent that she makes in school into the first transsexual television show. I also want to thank my best friend Michelle, who's out here, who without her, I would still be a mother-love girl working the corner and not graduating from City College of San Francisco. I was thrown out of school in the sixth grade for being gay. Next year, I graduate with a 3.4 GPA. I also want to salute the woman that I am here to introduce, Teresa Sparks. Now, Teresa, when I first met you, you were driving a taxi cab. And then she worked on the Human Rights Commission for our struggle and our survival. And then becoming the woman of the year and showing me that while the police do have some that we do still need to fear, one of the nice things is that we have one of us on the police commission. Now let's put our hands together and welcome the woman of the year and somebody that I have grown to love, admire, and respect beyond belief, Teresa Sparks. Thank you, Kitty. I really appreciate your comments. As I was coming down the street, there were a lot of tourists that they were looking at us as we were marching down the street, kind of wide-eyed. You know, and it made me want to run, made me want to yell out, "Welcome to Trans Francisco!" I wanted to thank all of our elected family for coming. But first of all, I'd like Chris Daly to come back up here. Please. Chris, come back up here. Several years ago, a supervisor by the name of Mark Leno introduced a piece of legislation to the Board of Supervisors. It was the first time a piece of legislation like that for transgender health benefits had ever been introduced anywhere in the United States. There were a few supervisors that stood by Mark Leno, and Chris Daly was one of the brave supervisors that risked his career to vote for the transgender health benefits. And he was an ally then, and he continues to be an ally now.
Yeah!
This weekend, we must all stand with the Guerrero family. As we know, Sylvia Guerrero rather excruciating trial in Alameda County. We all need to give her our hearts and our prayers as she goes through this ordeal. But we must also remember that this is a weekend for celebration. This is a weekend for pride. This is a weekend to celebrate how far we as a community have come. We walked down this street and there were 2,000 or 3,000, however many there were. 5 years ago, there may have been 50. 5 years ago, there may have been 50. I remember in 1998, we had the first day of remembrance in the Castro. It was raining, it was on a Friday night, and I think we were stretching it when we said there were 99 people there. Today there were thousands. That's how far we've come. We must also remember, though, how far we have yet to go. We've just started. We've just broken the surface. The trans movement is alive and well in San Francisco. We're the cutting edge of the trans movement in the United States. We're proud of that, and we're going to continue that. But I do have to tell you an experience that happened to me to demonstrate how far we have come. A few weeks ago, we had a transgender job fair at the LGBT Center in San Francisco. The first time ever in the United States there was ever a transgender-specific job fair. At that job fair, the San Francisco Police Department had a recruiting booth. The San Francisco Police Department recruiting at a transgender job fair. And even more amazing, two of the three officers behind that booth were transgender San Francisco police officers. So we've come a long ways. We've come a long ways from as Susan Stryker's film called us the Screaming Queens. Now we're just a bunch of really dangerous bitches, and we're just going to keep working and keep fighting until we have our full equality. Thank you so much, and have a good weekend.